You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I'm Christy Landwehr.
And I'm Sarah Honiger, and you are listening to the special monthly NRHA episode of Horses in the Morning on Horse Radio Network for this Thursday, April 11th.
Good morning, Horse World.
It's the second Thursday of the month. That means it's time to slide in to the National Reining Horse Association episode of Horses in the Morning.
Well, Sarah, I am so excited about this episode. We are going to learn more about our Ricky Rayner program and how to get involved. We had already, of course, done information on our Green Rayner program last month. So this is kind of the natural stepping stone.
Yes. And this program is so much fun. You know, like you said, it is a stepping stone. It is still a little protected in the sense that there are earnings caps on the riders who can compete. So you're just kind of inching into the reining pool, which I absolutely love. And we have our really prestigious Rookie of the Year program. It all culminates at the Attaquan North American Affiliate Championships held in conjunction with our fraternity. And talk about a rowdy crowd during an event.
They get very excited. I love it.
It's my very favorite. I mean, we have youth members. We have sometimes maybe older members who came into riding later on and everything in between. And those stands, I mean, you just feel the whole thing shake and it's so much fun. I don't know. There's this excitement. There's this buzz. Even if you don't know people, you know, you see them kind of collapse onto their horse's neck, hugging them after a run. Even if everything goes wrong, it's just such a joy, a true joy to be part of.
Well, and you know, in the horse world and in the horse sport world, you can start it at any age. And that's what's so fantastic, right? You sure can. And, you know, talking about Green Rayner last month and how you don't even need to own the horse and you don't even need to nominate the horse or technically be a member and all the things. Can you explain, Sarah, a little bit more about the next step from Green Rayner into Rookie Rayner and what that's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the next step forward. So after you've earned a certain amount of earnings, it's anything less than 500 for rookie one. And so your Green Rayner doesn't count against you. But if we have people listening that think like, okay, this is something I really want to be a part of, I mean, they can absolutely still lease a horse for this option. Do need to step up in your membership. You can't do this with an associate membership like you can in Green Rayner. But there are still ways to kind of dip your feet into this without fully committing like you would need to if you were showing in our non-pro classes and things like that.
I love that. I love that we have stepping stones because I think sometimes it's so intimidating, some of the horse shows that are out there and the rules and the requirements and all the things. And then you're like, do I have to be a member and what level of membership? And oh my gosh, what is it all involved? So I love that we have some stepping stones. I think that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fun part about our rookie too is we have youth rookie, we have primetime rookie, which we'll be talking to later on this podcast. So you're protected in a sense of there's that money cap restriction and there can also be an age cap restriction. So I really think we just kind of let people ease into the process. And I would also encourage anyone listening, whether you are interested in green or you are interested in rookie, call us at the NRHA office because we love to talk to folks about this and kind of help you create a plan so that you don't accidentally money out of something too quickly. We know the handbook can be a daunting place for someone just starting. And we know not everyone has an NRHA professional in their life leading them through the handbook. But all of us at NRHA are always really, really happy to help you kind of help come up with that plan, help understand it. So I would definitely encourage anyone a little hesitant for that piece to go ahead and call us at the office.
Well, I'm so excited now to jump into our two guests. I think that they will really explain it even further.
I have the immense pleasure of introducing Rayne Anderson. Rayne is from Scottsdale, Arizona, and she was our 2023 Toy on Ranch Rookie of the Year on Paleface Gunslinger. Due to winning the Rookie of the Year title, the Attaquan North American Affiliate Championship Rookie Level 2 title, and competing in the Bob's Custom Saddles Rookie Showdowns, her NRHA lifetime earnings now stand at more than $12,000 as a rookie. Rain also excels outside of the show pen and serves as our historian on the NRHYA officer team. Thanks for joining us, Rain.
Hi.
Okay, so Rain, you had such an amazing journey to competing for Rookie of the Year and then accomplishing that goal. So tell us a little bit about what that process was last year.
It wasn't my original plan to go for Rookie of the Year last year. I actually planned on doing it this year and focusing on the green last year, but me and my grandmother figured out that I wasn't going to be eligible for Rookie One anymore. And because it had been such a big goal for me for so long, we made sure that I would get the opportunity to go to the Rookie of the Year and attempt at my chance to win it.
I love this. So I want to hear a little bit more about your horse. Can you tell me a little bit more about your horse?
My horse has been shown from the open to non-pro derbying to now being a rookie horse. And honestly, he's excelled at everything he's done. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be able to show him after he's done so much with the higher level classes. He has done an amazing job at teaching me how to be a better rider and how to be a good showman. And I'm so grateful for him putting up with me being a green rider, because as we all know, we're not the best. It's hard to show and ride when you're first starting out. And so he was very patient with me, and I was so grateful for that. And that is why I am where I am.
What is your horse's name and how old is he?
His name is Simba. I'm pretty sure he's 10 years old this year.
So how did Simba come along? I love barn names. How did that come along?
My grandparents are breeders, and so because of that, they used to do themes on every year. So his was the Disney theme, but we also have a horse named Vader, and his was the Star Wars theme. So they've done themes for a while.
I love that. I was just recently at a barn in Tennessee, and they did pasta names. It was cracking me up. There was a lasagna and a rigatoni, and it was pretty awesome. So I love
you
guys do the theme names. I think it's great. So tell me a little bit more. What was it like winning this prestigious title, and what has it felt since the event has ended? Give us a little bit more insight into all of that.
It felt honestly wonderful. It's really nice to know that I have the ability to accomplish my goals. It gives me a lot of confidence. And on top of that, I've felt so much love from our community, including our sponsors, of course. I have now recognized more of a love for those sponsors that sponsor these ancillary classes, because it isn't something that everyone is always looking at. So it's really important that they do something like that. And then on top of that, it just feels so great, because I've had so many up and downs with my horse that it feels really wonderful to know that I can go out there and I can compete in something that is so competitive and accomplish this goal. And then ever since then, my confidence has just been amazing, and I now feel more appreciative of the rookie classes, and I advocate for more things for them, because it is so important in growing your confidence and feeling like you're competing.
I want to say how incredibly proud I am of you mentoring the sponsors, because Rain, I don't know if you know this or not, but that's my job at National Reining Horse Association, is to get all those sponsors and corporate partners. So thank you so much for giving them a shout out. I'm sure they all appreciate it.
Of course.
And Rain, I love that you mentioned earlier the Green Reiner program and how special these rookie classes are. So we have a lot of folks listening today that probably don't know about NRHA's rookie program or about our Green program and kind of what we do for those more entry-level folks to dip their toe into reining. So what would you tell those about NRHA's rookie classes specifically that might not know anything about it?
I say take full advantage of all of the rookie classes because they are designed for gaining experience and growing your confidence. And I feel like so many people have grown so much confidence and experience from those and gone on to compete into even bigger classes, which is so important because you have to get started somewhere. The rookie classes are surrounded by people who love to see new people come into our sport and they want to support those people. So I think it's so important to be able to get out there in something that's not as extreme as a derby, but is still competitive and loved as much as the derbies are.
I completely agree. And I think also, too, aren't you a member of the Youth Association, the NRHYA? And aren't you part of our leadership?
Yes, I am.
So what made you want to move into that role? And how has your experience with the youth organization part of NRHA been so far?
Well, when I first came into NRHA, I was really nervous and I'm more of an anxious person, so I was anxious to surround myself with all of these new people. But I have a close friend of mine who is a part of not only the National Youth Association, but she was also a part of the Arizona Youth Association. And she really kind of took me under her wing and brought me in and showed me how amazing that these programs are for the youth. And she showed me how beneficial they can be and the experience that they give you. And so it's honestly been so wonderful getting to know new people and just having this experience that's so different from anything I've ever seen.
I love hearing that so much. I think, you know, as we sit here and we talk about our Green Reiners and our rookie, there's really a mentorship aspect to this and what you're talking about with your teammate really kind of taking you under her wing and really mentoring you. It just really makes me beam with pride for this whole community of Reiners that we have. And really, that's just such a thread throughout the whole industry.
Yes, it's honestly quite wonderful. It's amazing to see all of the people who are so supportive and that are willing to mentor people and help them out in the start of their journey, because that's how we get more people involved. And a lot of those people end up becoming really important in our industry.
You are so right, Rain. And I so look forward to seeing how you grow in our industry and just keep rising to the occasion, both in and outside of the show pen. And we appreciate you being here with us so much today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I love talking to Rain. I think hearing her just kind of spirit of service to the industry and passion for mentorship, really the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Rain's grandfather that she mentioned, Tim Anderson, is actually the president of our Reining Horse Foundation, which is our nonprofit arm of NRHA.
I love that because do you want to talk a little bit about what Reining Horse Foundation does? Because one of the things they do, of course, is give youth scholarships, among other things.
Yeah, absolutely. We love our Reining Horse Foundation. They provide crisis fund grants to families that are really in need. As you mentioned, they do scholarships. Our whole Hall of Fame is really honored through that foundation. And they provide the funding for all of our wonderful youth programming and youth leadership that is a part of NRHA. So really, they're just the warm, fuzzy side of our association, and the entire community is about just helping each other in times of need.
I love that. And you just had a really unique program that happened to raise funds for just the NRHYA in general. Do you want to talk a little bit about that Buy a Pro auction? I thought that was a very unique thing and a good thing.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite fundraisers that we do. It normally runs a couple weeks every single year in the spring. And if people are interested in that, they can follow NRHYA on social media to see when that auction starts, or NRHA for that matter. And it's two lesson packages from NRHA professionals all over the country. So what I love the most about this is when I call people and talk to them over email or send invoices, 90% of the people that purchase these packages are just fans of reining that have never done it and don't really know where to start and don't really know how to dip their toe in or how to get connected with someone to show them the way. And it is so rewarding to be able to offer that opportunity to people.
Well, I love that. And now our next guest up, I know we were just talking to 18-year-old Rain, which is fabulous, but this now shows that the rookie goes all the way through. So can you explain what the prime time is all about?
Absolutely. So our prime time rookie is for people that are 50 years and older as that current year. So again, this still has that same cap of earnings to kind of protect those folks just starting and reining. But also there's that age gap. So if you've started riding later on in life, or maybe you started riding earlier in life and just took a big break, or whatever the life situation might be, this is a really awesome spot to get your foot back in the water.
Looking forward to having our next guest to find out more. Our next guest is Christine Loper, and her horse, A Rough Spook, co-championed in the 2023 Primetime Rookie Attaquan North American Affiliate Championship. Christine's first time entering the show pen was in 21 on this same horse, and now they have earnings of over $1,500. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Christine. It's a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
So I adore your last name. I want a cool horse last name. It's like, you know, people that change their name. We had somebody once that was a weather person and they changed their name to Dallas Rains. Pretty cool, right? So Christine Loper is pretty cool.
It's kind of ironic, but you know, go figure. You can't take the lope out of the little girl.
I think it's fabulous. So tell us a little bit more. What is the journey in your life that led you to compete in reining?
Quite the journey. So I have to thank my grandfather for introducing me to horses at a very young age. He was a rancher and he bred quarter horses and Herefords. And he's the one that got me into showing. So then eventually I did the all-round stuff. And then as an amateur, you know, I wanted to do a little bit of something different. And so in the late 80s is when I kind of dabbled in reining a little bit. And then to make a long story short, circumstances happen and I ended up getting into jumpers. So I did jumpers for about 21 years. I am a little older in life and hitting the ground gets it becomes a little harder and a little bit more difficult. So I was like, oh, I want to go back to the quarter horse. The brain of the quarter horses is absolutely amazing. So I went back into reining, kind of dabbled in it until I started to get a little bit more serious. And I had a couple friends say, you should, you know, try for rookie of the year. And, you know, there's some people that kind of laughed and said, you know, that's quite the journey. And I said, you know, I'm just going to aim high. Mm-hmm. And people are, a lot of professionals are like, well, that, you know, takes this and it takes that. And it is really interesting that, you know, when I came to Jared LeClaire, he basically said, look, we're going to build a cake and we're going to build a foundation and we're going to build on top of that. And, you know, that's very purposeful and strategic. From the standpoint of you got to do your homework and you got to have the foundation in place. And that's what he gave me. And so it doesn't mean that my goals didn't change. It's just that I had to be patient during the journey. And I got to a place where I knew my horse so well that, you know, I can take, you know, any of the adrenaline rush that happens in a large show, you know, and have confidence that, you know, him and I are just going to do the best we can do. So it is interesting that, you know, it's taken me a couple of years, but I did focus on, you know, going to Rookie of the Year and to the Affiliate Championship. And it is truly beyond my dreams that I even made that come true in just 2 years.
I love that. And I'm absolutely stealing Jared's wise words of building a cake. I'm leaning on that from now on. It's so true. So I love you talking about, you know, shooting for that big goal and kind of ignoring the people that might have naysayed it a little bit and just knowing in your heart what you're aiming for. And I know you owned a rough spook for a couple of years before achieving this goal. So tell us what it was like to kind of go from when you first owned this horse to then achieving this title together and what that meant to do that with this horse in particular.
So I got to tell you, it was huge. I've always been the kind of person, and especially when you're jumping, you want a rapport with your horse. And so I wanted a rapport with Eddie, and it just got nothing but better. And he just continued to blossom in his personality, and he wanted to work a little harder. And Jared and I reflect back and go, oh my gosh, I think we got more out of this horse than either one of us thought we could do. So winning something of that caliber truly was amazing, you know, because the sport has become so much more popular, and there's a lot of people who are mounted extremely well. And sometimes the horses can make up for the lack of talent or lack of experience that the rider has. But with this horse, I had to do it all. I had to be it all for me to be competitive.
I think that is fantastic. And I also, just, you know, a little tiny bit about me, Christine, I teach riding to beginners, and when they can walk, jog, lope or walk, trot, canter, I send them off to whoever they want to go to. So whether they want to jump or whether they want to rein or whatever they want to do. And I just love that you came from the jumping world to the reining world. I think that that shows that there are so many different disciplines out there that we can all do with our own selves and the things that we can get into. And I just find it absolutely fascinating. So, but tell me a little bit, what do you do for a day job? What does that look like for you when you're not out riding your horse? What do you do for a day job?
Technology sales.
I love that. You see? Uh-huh. So we could all do so many different things. Yes.
It's true. While I would love to retire, I have a horse habit. That's what I do. I'm in a very, you know, high pressure, you know, high performance type of job, which leads into, you know, I work hard and play hard.
Yes.
And so that competitive spirit kind of, you know, is cross-functional across those pieces of my life.
Well, I love that because a lot of our members at NRHA and, you know, kind of across the horse industry and especially in horse sports, you can find horses later in life or you can find reining later in life. So please share with us why a class like the Primetime Rookie is so unique and opens doors for others.
I think it's really important as people are getting into the sport or even people like me that have always ridden but getting back into it, you can, there's a certain camaraderie having to show with people your own age, we have the same issues or the same memory issues or bad habits or whatever it might be to overcome. I think there's something to be said about being in your own age group. For me, what's kind of interesting is I'm now for the first year going to be in Masters. So that will be a whole different experience. And I'm thrilled that NRHA is acknowledging the different places because I think it lets us ride longer in life, even as we battle, you know, how our bodies are going to perform as we get older. It still gives us a place to be.
Well, I love that so much, and we couldn't have said it better ourselves. And Christine, thank you so much for joining us today from hauling horses with us and hopping in between your busy day. We appreciate it so much.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure and my honor. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, Christy, I think this podcast in particular is so funny because we, you know, thought here we were bringing up rookie classes, talking about ways to join reining, but really this entire podcast ended up being so much about mentorship, and I am loving that.
I would agree, because isn't that what we all need? I mean, I always feel like growing up, I had so many mentors. I can remember my very first riding instructor. As a matter of fact, I still see her sometimes when I go to Southern California. We have lunch together and she's just super important to me. And I just hope that I've become a mentor, right, to those that I teach to ride. So I just feel that that is so much the reining community. And it's just wonderful to have that be a part of this show today.
I agree. Whether it's youth mentoring other youth, or, you know, Christine mentioned Jared LeClaire, who is on our judges committee, an esteemed judge and professional, a million-dollar owner. I mean, to be mentored by folks, you know, very young in our industry to literally what we would consider like NFL Super Bowl level competitors still wanting to mentor, I just think makes our community and this sport so unique.
I completely agree with you. So if others are going to find out, let's say somebody like Jared and others, and they want to find a pro near them, or they just want to get started in green or rookie reiner, how do they do that? What is the best place on social media and websites and things to do that?
So I would recommend nrha.com/entry-level. This will give you info on green reiner, on rookie, or if you need a step before that and you just want to contact a professional, nrha.com/find-a-pro will let you look up NRHA professionals by state, by region of the country, and you could really get in contact with your own mentor.
I think that is great. I am looking so forward to seeing what the future holds for Rain, and I don't think we've seen the last of Christine. She's going to continue on her journey as well.
For sure. They are absolutely two fireballs. Well, we are so happy that you tuned in with us today. And now we hope you go out and have the slide of your life.